Social Needle Podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Bob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy and sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll bill. Every weekend, you better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Bob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 174, talking about Doogie Howser, MD, season 3, episode 7. And we are joined by a man who is a hardworking guy just like Doogie. Here is the great Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Winokur.
Very hardworking. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
If I was a 16-year-old doctor, I feel like that would have been so fun.
Yeah. Well, were you like a 16-year-old like sports savant? Like NBC was like we need this guy researching all of our facts.
I think I peaked when I was like 7 or 8 and like grown-ups would ask me sports questions and I would know them, especially before Google. Like, first of all, if you're wrong, doesn't matter. Throw out an answer. Nobody's correcting a little kid.
Yeah.
That's really the move. And so, yeah, I was much more useful pre-Google, honestly, because for everything I was like, oh yeah, I know these things, or I hope I know these things. And
yeah.
Nobody could call me out on it.
Even like on the radio, like Mike and the Mad Dog just had like a phone book with like all of like the records and stuff like that. And they would just like read from it of like, who had like, this many home runs in this year.
Yeah. So I had a big sports library. And I just would read sports books all day and, you know, that was useful. And now the internet made me obsolete, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like many of us. Okay. So here we are to talk about season 3, episode 7 of Doogie Howser. First season, 3, episode 7 in a minute. I think the last one was Desperate Housewives, with Mari Forth a couple of months ago. So here we are back to the fishbowl to talk about a show, Doogie Howser MD, for the, our younger listeners. Doogie Howser, played by a famous three-name actor, Neil Patrick Harris, that he was a genius, a kid genius that went to medical school and was a 16-year-old doctor working in a hospital. And it's a sitcom, not a super funny show. More situations than comedy.
Yeah. They went higher on the sit and a little weaker on the com. That's for sure.
Yeah. True. The emphasis is it's a sitcom.
It's almost a half hour drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, was it Grey's Anatomy before Grey's Anatomy?
there's like much less like bombs in the building and, you know, doctors hooking up.
Yeah.
Which would have been a weird show for, you know.
Right. I mean, the Doogie had relationship drama, as did his.
But not with other doctors.
Yeah, not with other doctors. That'd be very inappropriate. But yeah, Akiva, did you laugh a lot during the year of season 3, episode 7 of Doogie Howser?
Well, it didn't even like occur to me that it's a sitcom until you said it. Like, yes, it's a half hour show.
Yeah, it's kind of a drama. Like, it's not three camera, multicam sitcom that you would expect on ABC in 1991. So I guess in some ways it was kind of ahead of its time.
Well, the show is created by Stephen Bochco and David E. Kelly.
Yeah.
And Bochco did a lot of the very early prestige dramas NYPD Blue and Hill Street Blues, Cop Rock, L.A. Law.
Cop Rock should be in the fishbowl. I don't think it got three seasons, but.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
Mm-hmm.
And David E. Kelly mostly does one-hour shows. He did The Practice, Boston Public, Ally McBeal, which was a little bit more comedic, but also Boston Legal, Big Little Lies. Like, mostly one-hour shows. A lot of them have a little bit of lightness to them. Mm-hmm. But neither of these are like, hey, they're, you know, this guy created King of Queens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so maybe this was not. Yeah, maybe this is not a comedy at all.
Okay, well, we'll talk about we watched season 3, episode 7 of Doogie Howser. That's coming up here in this episode. And of course, we'll get back to the mailbag in the second half of the show. Akiva, last week, we did our listener rodeo, which I thought people seemed like they mostly enjoyed the format.
Yeah, it was very fun. I think the one thing, if we did it again, was maybe we have to make it more of a rodeo. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe more rodeo theme. Maybe a little bit more like.
So we need to like make it more like yeehaw.
A little bit more yeehaw. We weren't wearing cowboy hats. That was probably a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was fun. Maybe people wanted us to be like meaner and kick people off sooner also.
Yeah, people say that until we are meaner, and then it's like we read the comments. It's so like, mean. Oh, Kiva yeah. was Rob was so mean. I hated him in this episode. And all the episodes. Yeah. And people loved it when John revealed that he was a CNN Plus subscriber.
Incredible. It was just an incredible moment.
And all time, really, we've had back-to-back episodes between Sam Moore thinking that there's a podcasters that are going to have an ultimatum type situation, and then John revealing he's a CNN Plus subscriber. Back-to-back.
Sometimes the, you know, best moments come from very unexpected or like people weren't on the podcast or, you know, the wildest sources.
Yeah. Okay. And then just a programming note, next week, it's going to be episode 175 when we reconvene. We are actually both headed to New York City, the site of the first RHAP live show in 2 years. And so because of the travel schedule, we are likely going to be skipping a week, but let's see what comes up on the wheel. Like maybe it makes sense for us to have a fill-in host.
Yep. Yeah. We're not. Yeah. I'm not saying 100%. We're not doing it next week, but assume no podcast. And if
let's spin the wheel, we'll see what happens
right now. You want to spin it?
No. At the end of the show.
What if 1 week we're like, you know what? Not really into what we watched or want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Let's just spin the wheel and talk about next week. Do you think people would get mad if we did that once?
If we yada yada if it wasn't the whole hitting, episode. Yeah.
But then could we'd have to yada yada the mailbag too. What if we went to the mailbag after like 10 minutes?
I guess if we just pulled the plug on the segment, if it really wasn't working, if it was a total bomb. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's funny to just do like a 10-minute episode, but because there's no reason to like yada yada the mailbag, it would just mean like more of a mailbag.
More mailbag. Yeah, people would say like, hey, like, okay, fine. I don't care if your premise didn't work, but you should do an extra long mailbag.
Extra long mailbag, yeah. But this doesn't help us at all. We're still here.
All right. So let's talk about season 3, episode 7 of Doogie Howser. We kind of did the setup already of what Doogie Howser is. We should probably get into like the history of Doogie Howser and how it came to be. But I believe Doogie Howser hits ABC in the early 90s and. I remember being like a little bit like, oh, okay. Oh, this is I'm into this premise. I was watching in the real time.
So it is a great premise. I was not watching at the beginning. I don't know if I caught it at the end or in syndication. I definitely saw a few episodes of it. Not every episode.
Okay. So, the idea is Doogie Howser, that he is a child genius. He got a perfect score on the SATs when he was 6, which is that even possible?
No, that's honestly the most absurd part of the whole thing.
And then allegedly completed high school in 9 weeks. How does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Like at that point, you should just be done. Like, here's a test. You can test that at high school. What was he doing in 9 weeks? Was he, it was like Billy Madison. It was like 2 weeks per grade. I don't know.
And then also, I think that maybe they missed the mark and the show should have been this. He graduated from Princeton at age 10. Would you have liked to have seen Doogie Howser in like young Sheldon is a genius, but he still is like at school. Doogie Howser. Would you like to have seen Doogie Howser like 7-year-old, like freshman at Princeton?
You're right. This is much more interesting than a guy being a doctor like. A kid in college, like he's 8 years old, 9 years old.
Does he stay in the dorms? Also, yeah.
What does that mean? Like, I think they didn't think about this because we could break this down. Like, he lives in Los Angeles. His father's a doctor.
Yeah.
So, even if he was smart enough to go to college, fine. How do they not send them to like UCLA or USC or like even maybe Stanford?
He wanted to go to the best school. Is there an Ivy League school on the West Coast?
Does he have a babysitter? Yeah. He's not even allowed to be like home alone.
Maybe his like, mom so, like went and stayed in the dorms with him.
You think his mom lived in the dorms with him? And I mean, we don't know how long he was in college for, right? It wasn't 4 years.
I think it was because he took the SATs when he was 6 and completed high school in 9 weeks and then graduated from Princeton at age 10.
So it took him 4 years to finish Princeton. Maybe he's not as smart as we thought.
Well, maybe they don't yada yada. Like, I think maybe like only in like what the elementary school and high school, it's like, you're so smart, you could skip grades, but it's not like
you can't skip a grade in Princeton.
Right. At college, they're not going to say like, oh, you're a genius. You can, you don't have to get all the credits.
You think you have to pay full tuition?
I think so. What do you think? It's like going, like when you go to Disneyland and it's like, all right, well, if you're under 18, you get in for this amount of money.
Mm-hmm. I think like, I mean, his dad is a doctor, so he's probably not going to be on some sort of, you know, financial scholarship. Aid.
A perfect SATs.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm thinking. Like, are there, I don't know if they give scholarships though, like academic scholarships, Princeton, or wouldn't everyone get one then? But yeah, it doesn't really make any sense. Sending him to New Jersey is completely insane.
Okay. And then he finished medical school 4 years later. And so at 14, he became the youngest licensed doctor in the country.
Yeah. I mean, all right. So yeah, medical school from 10 to 14. I'd also like to see that. Like, he's 11 years old. Mm-hmm. And what happens when he shows up to talk to a patient? I guess is he the most famous person in the country? Like, does everyone just know who he is, maybe?
Yeah, they kind of yada yada this in the episode where, you know, you would think that his entire day would be he walks in the room and then the person says, he's like, all right, so what seems to be the problem? He's like, where's a real doctor? I'm not talking to you.
Yes. And either that or like, how old are you? Like, has to be at least bare minimum.
Right. But then they're like, oh, the doctors are getting pretty young these days. They're like, yep. And like, all right, what seems to be the problem? And they just can't go right into it.
Yeah, that happened in this episode. I'd like if somebody's like a big Doogie stan to let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Does this conversation, because we do see it in this random episode in season three.
I think it probably, it's a throwaway line, but that I think that you would like, could you imagine? Okay, you're in the hospital and a 16-year-old comes in and it's like, all right, well, am I being punked? The whole day would be this.
Right, for sure. Is this April Fool's? Like, what's going on? There would be so many, because, you know, some people know, like, hey, you're supposed to ask maybe, like, is your doctor, you know, a medical student or whatever? This is like the extreme version of it. I mean, would you get treated? Like, if you knew that Doogie Howser, like, you had heard of him, you'd read about him in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in, you're in the hospital, you're like, I don't know what's wrong with me, doc.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know. You need like, that's why, like, he might be the best at figuring out what you have, but he's a child.
Yes. Yeah. You would think at some point, like, maybe the hospital, like, has like that. He sort of like has like a front man who comes in. It's like, okay, just so you know. All right. Dr. Howser is going to come in. Dr. Howser is a child prodigy. While it might seem disconcerting that Dr. Howser is the finest doctor that we have in this hospital. So if there's any, like, you would think that they like sort of like would set you up a little bit, right?
You should have some assistant walking around with him giving a speech.
Yes. So perhaps you, and it's also, Dr. Howser does not like it if you mention how young he is. So you're going to want to, like, I know it's going to be a little unusual, but just like, you know, that he prefers it if you don't make such a big deal about the fact that he's 16 years old. So just go easy on the age jokes with Dr. Howser. He's very good. Honestly,
he's the best. He's the best at what he does.
The best.
Which is being a child doctor. He's also the only child doctor.
Yes. Yeah. And we see, like, in the credits, he's like doing, like, you know, the, like, he's like calling the shots at the hospital.
He may have a position of like authority at this point.
Yeah. It seems like that the other like residents are like listening to him as it's like he's walking through the halls.
I do wonder. And it's funny now because he's 16. It's like almost reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially by this season, he's like 18 years old. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, you could be 24 and be a doctor in theory. You go straight through college, through medical school.
Sure. Sure.
And you could be like in there probably year three medical school. You're already 22, 23.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't look like a baby. He has a young face. Like, he looks young now.
Mm-hmm.
No Patrick Harris. And he's, you know, 50 years older.
Yeah.
I was also wondering, Rob, we have a great premise. I don't know if we think this is a great show and we could talk about it, but the idea of a child doctor. Are there other professions or other things that maybe we could reboot it and we could work. Like, would a, like a 10-year-old lawyer be funny? Like a legal drama, but the, you know, the main lawyer's 10 years old. Is that, could that work?
A kid lawyer. What kind of lawyer is he? What kind of law does he practice, or she? And you know, they did reboot this for Disney Plus. Did you know this?
Is it on already?
Yeah, I think it's already on, because I went to go look for this on Disney Plus and I only got the reboot. It's called Doogie, and I want to make sure I'm pronouncing this right. Kamiloha.
Okay. And oh, so, renewed for season two.
And
Doogie. Well, honestly,
Maybe
we should have watched both and sort of compared them.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that could be in the sequel mechanism if people like this episode. Set in modern day Hawaii. She's a young 16-year-old Hawaiian young adult, and she is a doctor in Hawaii. I wonder why they said, okay, let's reboot Doogie Howser with a woman doctor, but then this time it's in Hawaii.
Yeah, well, if I was like a writer or whatever, I would want, you know, I'm like, all right, I want to be in Hawaii while we air this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, renewed for season two.
A teenage wonder kid juggling her high school life with an early medical career. Wait, she's in high school and a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
She's doing both. Can I play for you the Doogie Howser MD theme song?
Please.
Okay. All right. Now, this has not come up in either theme song bracket. And also, I don't believe anybody has ever said it got robbed or it was snubbed, and it should have been in the theme song bracket. I think the best part of the theme song, it's not the song, but it is it is interesting to see the headlines that happen. But
yeah, they explain the whole show, like much of what we just talked about.
Play a little flavor for you of Doogie Howser MD and tell me if this is a banger or a bop as our music correspondent. Sleep.
It doesn't get me pumped up, but it's catchy.
This is like the background music in like a video game.
Like an early 90s video game. I agree. Like, but one of those NFL games that did not get the rights to the players, so it, like, the quarterbacks are like, you know, Bo Idaho instead of Joe Montana or something.
Is that what they did? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, do we want to see or hear a 30-second clip from the opening title sequence of Doogie Kamiloha?
Yes, please.
Okay,
please.
Here we go.
I'd love to hear if they've updated it.
All right, here, let's see. Yeah, this is better. She graduated medical school at 14.
I love that they're like, no, we got to keep the old theme and just like update it. It's too good. No one will know what the show is if we don't have the same theme, just, you know, 2022 version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that's the setup for Doogie Howser. The first episode, episode one, begins. It's Doogie's 16th birthday, and he's on his road test for his driver's license, but has to stop and help an injured person at the scene of a traffic accident. Also, he's a surgeon. You know, he doesn't just come in and, you know, prescribe like some medication. Sometimes
he's a surgeon. We don't see him do surgery.
In this episode, but he's a second year resident surgeon, according to Wikipedia, but he still lives at home with his parents.
What do you think the salary situation is? Is he making the same amount as an adult doctor, more or less? Because he's like seeing so many patients in a day also.
Yeah, well, that's a part of the plot in this episode. I would think so. I think he's going to get paid the same, right?
You think he gets paid the same?
Mm-hmm. I think it would be like a scandal if they said, okay, you're a kid, so we're not paying you the same as the other doctors.
You're right. I also think the insurance for the hospital is probably very high.
Very high.
They're
right.
Yeah, they're like, you have a child doctor? All right, we're raising your premiums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would this fly today, Akiva? Like, I feel like in maybe 1993 whenever Doogie is on the air. Sorry, 1990 is on the air. I feel like that. Okay, let's try out a kid doctor. Would this fly in 2022?
I don't think it would be allowed. I think there's probably laws against it.
Yeah.
I think literally it would be, the issue would be there is probably some law in the book somewhere that you cannot practice law until you're, let's say, at least 18 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, but that's what I would think.
Yeah. Okay. So there is a story here of some real life comparisons here from Wikipedia. So there is a person named Balamurali Mbati. Okay. Mm-hmm. And in 1995, he went into the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's youngest doctor at 17 years old.
Okay.
And that they called him the fictional Doogie Howser, but he did not like this association. So maybe he was not a fan of the show.
You think he's probably more of the reboot. The fan of the reboot.
Yeah. Then also, Yano became the youngest student to attain MD from University of Chicago at 21 years old, has also been called the real life Doogie Howser.
21 is more realistic, and that's probably fine. There's probably no rules against the 21 year old.
Yeah. You know, I do think that sometimes, like, we see, like, in the world of sports, like, this probably comes up more, where you have a phenom who, like, rises through the ranks of, like, and ends up in, like, the major leagues of their sport at a very young age. I think that probably that's more likely to happen than somebody rises through the field of medicine and gets thrown into the big leagues.
Yeah. Well, I think a very young sports star would be a fun show. I know the networks and streamers don't love to do sports stuff because then you got to show sports. It's expensive.
What about the movie Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, no, the Rookie of the Year but I think as a TV show it would be tougher. But yeah, no, Rookie of the Year is sort of the perfect
Henry Rowan Gardner, right?
How it's done in, but that's a comedy that's done in a funnier way, right? I almost think if we're
funnier
rebooting
than Doogie Howser,
funnier than Doogie, and I, maybe the sequel, maybe the one on Disney Plus now is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they maybe I bet it is. I bet it's funnier than this.
Akiva, kid podcaster.
Very realistic. I think it's almost too believable.
Okay. Kid podcaster, but kid is a political commentator. What do you think?
Okay, fine. He's dropping. How young? I think you'd have to be very young.
Six. But here's the wrinkle. Okay. Kid is a political commentator, but you know what? The kid is making so much sense. You know, us adults, we're getting it all twisted. The kid is just
the best takes.
That's the best takes. Yes. Yes. The kid is well, that's not fair. That's not nice. Shouldn't we be doing blah, blah, blah? Wouldn't that be fair? And all these adults are you know what? The kid's right. What are we doing?
But then wouldn't the kid be pushed very quickly to run for office?
You can't. The kid is going to be a future president, but you got to be 35. Yeah. They're not going to change the constitution for the kid.
That is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that's a home run.
Yeah, I like it. I definitely like it. Or what if, how about this? He's a podcaster. He's really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can't be president, becomes the mayor. And it's, the show is called Kid Mayor.
Well, I mean, there was Kid Mayor explored in Parks and Rec. The Adam Scott character was the
Kid
Mayor.
Yeah, but he was not a child, right?
He was, I think he was a teenager, and he invented Ice Town.
Ice Town. Oh, was he a teenager then? I didn't know he was that young.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the joke. So yeah, I think he started Ice Town. I'm looking at the Ben Wyatt Parks and Rec. He was 18 and ran for mayor.
Okay, so he was 18. Yeah, but what if a 12-year-old is the mayor?
12-year-old mayor? Again, I feel like that... I think that we get into some darker areas where the kid's actually in office. But what if they're just a commentator?
Okay, that's pretty good. Even like my lawyer pitch, you don't think that one works? I think everything works.
You know, I've never been into law shows. I know we have a lot of lawyers that are, interesting. But I've never really had like a law show that I've been into.
But I've heard your complaint in the past. It's like the lawyers, they're too old. Wanted younger lawyers.
Yeah.
Like if there was a kid, season two, the lawyer's a guy. Yeah. Season two, he has like a love interest / like rival child lawyer. So it's like a 12-year-old. And the next season we like throw an, oh, there's another one.
I like even Better younger. Call Saul, which is a lawyer show.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But it's not like a legal.
And they're pretending to be a lot younger than they are.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Courtroom drama. Not really courtroom drama.
They go to court sometimes. But there's a lot of people who are like 60 pretending to be 30.
That is true. Any other professions that we could, that like, I like athlete. Mm-hmm. Is there any podcaster? Is there anything else? What about like a baby who's an IT person? Like the baby could fix your computer when it's broken.
What about, you know, there's a lot of child actors where, you know, we have this like this is probably the field where, you know, you have like young, you know, like 10 year olds, like 12 year olds, 14 year olds that are stars, you know, but we never really see like the story of like from their perspective. Maybe Hannah Montana that.
I guess that's the closest thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this would be more of a comedy, like talking about how absurd everything is.
Well, should we do a drama? Should we do like a drama version of it?
A drama version of it? Oh, getting like dark and gritty?
Yeah, like a gritty.
No, you don't. I don't want to see that.
What if it is gritty? It's a child mascot. The child is gritty.
Yeah.
And all the other mascots are like out to, you know, knock him down a peg. Because like, what, a kid could do my job? No.
Let's get into the plot of the Doogie Howser episode that we watched. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this was an episode it did not feature Doogie's love interest at all. Did you know Doogie had a love interest?
Yeah, so Doogie has, I think, one girlfriend for most of the like first half of the show, and I think has a second girlfriend towards
Wanda,
the end.
Wanda, I believe, is Doogie's girlfriend.
Are there still Wandas being born out there?
I believe so. Yeah.
You think there's Wandas?
Yes.
You think that there are like a lot of Wandas under the age of five right now?
Probably not a ton.
You think your kids like in their class, like, oh yeah, there's like three Wandas.
I would have heard that name if it was one.
Have we discussed on this podcast, I sit next to a guy named Akiva at work?
I don't think it was discussed on this podcast. I feel like you've talked about it on 32 Fans.
It is pretty wild because I'd say 10,000 times a day, someone says Akiva. And I look up.
Yeah.
And he's like, as a programmer, he like fixes things. So they usually need him and not me. Nobody's ever like quick emergency, you know, like who won the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. Who won the Super Bowl in 1992? Like that never happens. So it's never like, the only time it's Akiva's like, where do you want to go for lunch? Then it's maybe me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so do you have a nickname?
Not yet. I can push Kiev. I think it's a little like Mara doesn't like when I pushed Uncle Kiwi. I think she thinks it makes me sound like a creep.
Yeah.
Wheels, I've mentioned Wheels. I don't think that's caught on yet.
Hasn't caught on yet.
Or like I can be like, you could get the other guy a nickname. You could give them the nickname and then you're just Akiva.
Yeah.
He's like much bigger than me. It could be like Big Kiva, Little Kiva. I don't know. I'm not.
Do you want to be Little Kiev?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. Maybe Lil, like a Lil Kiwi. or you do the ironic one and it's like big Akiva.
Okay, you know? So all right,
I don't know.
Akiva, do you know that Doogie Howser actually beat out Seinfeld in the ratings for the season that they went head to head?
Well, that was probably the first just five episodes of Seinfeld, like before it really had a spot on the calendar, but that is kind of shocking to me.
Yeah. That in the 1991 to 1992 season, the two shows aired head to head at 9 p.m. on Wednesdays, and Seinfeld, which had not yet matured into one of TV's biggest successes, was getting trounced by Doogie Howser weekly.
Yeah, Trounced is not great. It's amazing Seinfeld. You know, we've discussed this before. It's amazing Seinfeld made it to second and third season.
Yeah. Okay. Also, real life doctors did not care for Doogie Howser, according to an article from Mental Floss in 2015.
Well, I think that's how it works. Like, anyone in that profession, whatever the profession is, like, if there was a podcast or show, you'd be like, nope, that's not how it works. Like, you can't just do that. Like, no, you can't have, you can't start a Patreon before you have any episode. Like, you, it wouldn't be, you, every, you know, like, if you were a pilot and there was a kid pilot, would that be a thing?
Kid pilot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's funny. Wait, like, he's the best pilot in the whole world. Like, I mean,
is he like imagine, a commercial airliner pilot or
commercial airline? Yeah. He's like Delta Airlines, and every episode is just come on, and the whole plane's like, nope, we're not flying. Sorry.
Yeah.
The whole, every episode is basically the same.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's
like half the plane leaves.
It's hard because I feel like that, you know, you kind of don't want to put a kid in a situation where sort of like life or death things are happening in their hands, but you know, like you, like it would be fun to explore like kids in the different worlds of adult.
Yeah. I also like that maybe the kid's so young, people are like, hey, how come he's not wearing a mask? And it's like, oh, he doesn't have to. He doesn't need to wear a mask yet. He's only like 3.
So he's 3-year-old is flying the plane.
3-year-old is flying the plane. Mm-hmm. You're like, basically, maybe not 3, but let's say the kid's like 8. And all his whole life has just been like, he was home for COVID and he played 20 hours a day of flight simulator.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows he knows everything there is about flying planes. Maybe went to the army for a year. So he's got like a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, that would be funny. Would you rather, how about this? Would you rather have a child, let's say 11-year-old, an 11-year-old pilot? They are licensed. They're not like, let me give it a whirl.
Sure.
11-year-old pilot or an 11-year-old surgeon? Like, you have to get your appendix out or you have to get to New York.
I would rather have the 11-year-old pilot because I feel like it's more like, yeah, playing a video game.
Probably. And also, like, they have a second, like, they have a, I mean, they're probably the co-pilot at 11, right? They're probably not like in the number one chair, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a funny idea.
I'm sure we can find something. The listeners need to help us out with
kid pilot. Like, are you not watching the first episode? Like, yeah, during the World Series.
But like, all these Fox things, I feel like a lot of these are movies more than they're TV shows.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, we could do it. We could make the movie.
We're going to screenplay. Well, actually, you just happened to walk into what this episode of Doogie Howser is about because we see a lot of Civil War reenactments in this episode for some reason. Yes. Maybe Civil War was hot this week. Sure. But Doogie Howser and his best friend, Vinnie Delpino, are, we find out, working on a screenplay. And of course, what every 16-year-old kid is thinking about, it's a Civil War movie.
It's not explained why that's like the screenplay they're working on. Vinny is very into movies, right? Like, his whole shtick is he's obsessed with movies.
I guess so. So, Vinny Delpino, do you remember who this guy is?
No, who is he?
Okay, so he's actually an actor. I think his name is Max Casella. He's in a million things. He's in The Sopranos. He ended up had a really extensive like working career. Like, he's in a million different things, Max Casella. But he's Doogie Howser's best friend, and he's also like kind of pervy. He's kind of like a bad influence on Doogie Howser. Like, Doogie Howser is like a 16-year-old prodigy and he's into all these things. And then he also has his friend that lives next door. It's like, hey, Duke, is any good? You got any girls at the hospital you could hook me up with, Duke?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is a creep. Do you think? Do you remember him from The Sopranos?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, you do. Oh, because I was gonna say, because I don't really remember his character. I haven't rewatched The Sopranos.
Yeah,
but he's in a lot of episodes.
He's like one of the guys in there. He's not like a main guy in the crew, but you know, he's just like, you know, one of the guys that's always like at the like the pork store. Like, I don't think he really. And again, this is when Nicole would start yelling about. I don't think he had like much to do. I think he's in Boardwalk Empire also.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, yeah, so I think he's sort of like Benny Fazio. I'd have to take a look. I mean, he makes it all the way to the finale, so he doesn't. I don't think he gets whacked.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Maybe
for...
that's how the show ends. Like, actually, he was coming in to kill Benny Fazio, who's sitting behind. Mm-hmm. Spoilers, by the way.
Yeah. So yeah, he ends up being in a ton of The Sopranos. I think he was more prominent in Boardwalk Empire. Had a bigger part there. He was in Vinyl, so he's in a lot of... I feel like he's in a lot of HBO stuff.
Maybe he's got a contract with them. Although he was in Ray Donovan, so maybe he switched over to theme Showtime.
Anyway.
He is like a cartoon character in this show.
Yeah.
Your voice nailed it.
Hey,
does like...
Yeah.
He's... Right. He's... I mean, Doogie Howser is essentially the smartest person on Earth, basically. Like, he got a 1600 on the SATs when he was six.
Yeah.
He would have nothing to talk to this guy about.
Right. Right.
They couldn't have a conversation.
I think the creators are like, hey, Joe Pesci is hot right now. Could we find like the kid Joe Pesci?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, perfect, we got him.
And Max Casella was sort of like the bizarro Doogie Howser in that that Neil Patrick Harris is 16 and he's like a genius, like kid doctor. Max Casella is 21 playing 16-year-old friend Doogie Howser.
Yeah, he's not likable, but he's also not a kid. They nailed it.
Hey, Duke, are we losing our virginity this week or what? He was a bad influence.
Yeah, no, his parents should not have let him in the house, honestly. Yeah. Bad job.
Yeah, he was a very bad influence. And so he was working with Doogie Howser on this screenplay. They kind of switch roles Doogie is in the Confederacy at first.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, and they're working on the screenplay. There's going to be a long dream sequence of going back to Civil War times. At the hospital, Doogie Howser is really showing off quickly. And because Doogie Howser, he's a hotshot kid, he's seeing 28 patients a day. Because he comes in, he's like, boom, 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 boom.
Now, I don't know much about being a doctor. I would have thought that's like a normal amount of patients to see if you're doing like a 12-hour shift or something.
Yeah, 28 patients is a lot. He doesn't have like a private practice where he has like, okay, I've got a 1 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, a 3 o'clock. All right, I'm taking lunch. But he really
is like, a surgeon, but he does rounds. Is that normal or like?
I don't know. But if this is what being a doctor is, I think you and I could walk into the hospital tomorrow and do what a doctor does. It's like, oh, hey, how are you? Dr. Sesternino, how are you? All right. And she's like, well, I have some symptoms. He's like, okay, we're going to do some tests. Okay, we'll run the test back and we'll see how everything's going on.
Would you just use WebMD, you think?
Yeah.
Or you just order tests every time?
I think he's just like, all right, we're going to order some tests. Like, oh, we could do that.
So you think like for the actual like, hey, someone's having a heart attack, like call one of the real doctors. But yeah. We could be like
when
we could
he was be... like he was sort of just like like the maitre d' of the hospital. Like, he's just like okay, all right, you know, how's the bed? Good, okay, all right, we're gonna get you tested and we'll look at it. Now maybe you have to look at the tests.
Yeah, no, there'd be a guy who looks at the tests in our hospital though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this part, like, hey, here's know, the hey, test. Or Take just like, hey, all right, you're gonna get a test. Right.
Well, the dad really wants him to talk more to the patients, as we're gonna learn, right? Like he's rushing through. So now it's like, oh, you want to get to know the patients. Who better than, you know, to get to know the patients? What about a couple podcasters come?
Yeah.
And we get the whole life story.
Well,
everything from, you know, from the podcaster, because, you know, we're trying to get to the bottom of this mystery illness. Like we want to know everything because it turns out the mystery illness he's trying to get to comes from like an old plate.
Yes. Okay. Well, you're going to figure it out.
Sorry for spoiling the episode.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. But so dad is like, wait, 28 patients. He's like, and Doogie Howser is a hot, he's like, yeah, dad, I'm like a Top Gun. You're like a crop duster. He's like, because Doogie Howser's dad has bedside manner. He's a doctor too, but he's old school, and old school doctors talk to you. I don't know how many doctors talk to you now. I don't know if you've been to a doctor's office lately.
Nobody's old school. No.
Yeah. Yeah, I try. Look, I'm chatty. Like, I want to strike up a conversation with the doctor. They're not super interested.
That's not what they get paid to do anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I got my doctor to tell me that he's a Steelers fan.
Yeah,
that was like as far as it got. Again, like it reaches a point where I don't know if you want too much conversation and it gets a little, then there are parts when it gets weird.
Well, I wouldn't. Here's the thing, especially like I'm a big sports fan, like. If the doctor's dropping terrible takes, I think I respect him less as a doctor also.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with that this year with that Big Ben. He was so great last year. Like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You're going to operate on me? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Here?
If you thought Big Ben was good.
Yeah. He's like, well, he has struggled, but he was a great man. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, hold on. What's going on?
Yeah. So, all right. So the doctor or the dad, James Sicking, I'm trying to see if what else he's in. I don't know if we know him from too many other things. He's I guess he's like a that guy. He's in a bunch of different stuff. Yeah, but so dad, he has bedside manner. He talks to everybody. He thinks Doogie is, it's just showing off. Like this younger generation, all they want to do is just see as many patients as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing. Like the other, it's like there's another show where they would be like, hey, like I've been at the hospital for 3 days. And meanwhile, I'm in the next room. This guy's like playing, you know, like trying to figure out like who he knows from, you know, Chicago right. with the patient.
Well, it sort of speaks to it's like that every medical case could be solved. Like if like it's like if you were Sherlock Holmes, where like if you just talk to the person for long enough, like you'll get to the real reason why they have this symptom that they're telling you about that they don't know how to diagnose. And maybe that's what you used to have to do in like old school medicine before you had a bunch of tests.
Before they had a book.
Before they had the book. Okay. All right. So Doogie and Vinny, they're arguing over the screenplay because, you know, Doogie Howser is, you know, forget medicine. He's really going to like write Hollywood's next great Civil War movie.
It is. Yeah. Why? First of all, I almost got nervous. I almost had to text you at the beginning of this episode because it starts in the Civil War, you know, like, scenes where we're like, you know, on set for like this like horrible Civil War thing, and I'm like, oh no, is this going to be some sort of like weird throwback episode and there are no regular scenes and then it's like useless and we have to watch a different episode or scrap it? Luckily it's only like half Civil War scenes, but this episode is half Civil War scenes.
A lot of Civil War scenes. I'm trying to see like maybe was there like a great Civil War movie that was going to come out like between then and now. There was Lincoln.
Yeah, but that was 20 years later. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Cold Mountain.
Yeah, that's a little before Lincoln, but it is a little strange, right? Like, why was this top of mind? Who was talking about the Civil War? Yeah,
why'd they care so much about Civil War movies in 1992? But
I mean, you were like a similar age to what Doogie was, right? Like, what? I mean,
Doogie Howser was older than.
I guess he's like 16 at the start of the show.
I was
like
in like fourth or fifth grade when Doogie Howser was 16.
Okay, so you're in fourth or fifth grade. Did you care about
Civil War movies? No. In fact,
wasn't your main thing.
I don't
think
I've ever, watched a Civil War movie. Mm-hmm. I saw Cold Mountain. That was it.
Yeah, and it turned you off from the whole genre.
But yeah, it was very boring.
Yeah, it's a boring movie.
It's a very, very boring movie. Ice Cold Mountain. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The only Civil War I care about is the Captain America Civil War.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Oregon versus Oregon State.
Yeah,
call that the Civil War. Well, they sort of like that got canceled. They can't call it that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So Doogie Howser and Vinny, they argue over that, and so Doogie Howser, he has a dream, and in his dream, he's in the Civil War. He's like the medic in the infirmary. In the Civil War. And he really is stinks at being a medic in the Civil War.
He's like the worst. The opposite of being like a great child doctor. He's a bad medic.
Terrible medic. Although ironically, probably most of the doctors in the Civil War were 16.
Because the older people were fighting. It's like, all right, who's available to be
people didn't live that long. Keevy.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's true. That's
like, you're like 16. You were like sort of like middle aged.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah. Like maybe you were like a young doctor. But yeah. But like Doogie Howser, he's in the tent, in the medical tent. He's operating on everybody. And everybody's just like, give him some salt, nurse. This guy needs salt.
Yeah, the smelling salts. That was like the main sort of medicine.
I don't think it was smelling salts. He was making them ingest it. Like, I guess the salts cure dysentery?
Maybe.
Mm hmm.
I don't remember. Did one of us get dysentery on the Oregon Trail? I think maybe
Puya got it. No, yeah, we both lived.
Yeah. No, but I think that we survived dysentery. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But basically, then his dad comes in his dream. And then like Doogie Howser is like give him salt. And then the dad talks to him and then finds out this man has gangrene. He could have lost a leg. You didn't listen to his stories. And it hit me, Akiva, that I'm wondering, last week we did Listener Rodeo and we were like, you know, the people were like, hey, Robin Akiva. And we were like, all right, come on, yada, yada, yada. Get to the point. We got to go. You're going to get nexted. I'm wondering, right. Are we as bad as Doogie Howser?
Well, we're not doctors yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Like,
we sat and talked to the listeners for longer periods of time. And it's like, all right, John, like, tell us, you know, tell us your life story.
Tell us about you. Yeah. What's going on with you?
What did you do today? And then he's like, well, you know, I did blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, my God.
That's a podcast idea.
That's a podcast.
Mm-hmm. And we could do that next time.
Maybe because we're rushing people too much, we're not getting like what the real gold is.
It's true. Maybe next time we do deep dive. It's not Listener Rodeo. It's more like Listener Slowdown.
Bedside Manner. Yeah.
Robin Akiva have Bedside Manner.
Yeah. And then we really talk to people like, okay, what's bothering you? How are you feeling? What's going on? What did you do today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what podcast do you really want?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what you pitch, like in your soul. What podcast should we do?
Yeah. And so Doogie Howser like has a bad dream. Like basically like everybody in the infirmary is like, let's get him. Let's kill him. Like, listen, bad idea. Like, even if he's a bad doctor, you're in the infirmary. Right.
But I think he was like a net negative at that point.
Oh, okay. He's like giving out the bad, not great. Anyway. So yeah, he talks to the lady, goes back to the woman, and he's like, so how are you doing? And she's like, well, I told you I had some. He's like, no. How are you really doing? And she goes on and tells the story about how her mom passed away. This the older woman, mom passed away, and that they had been clean. My mom was a pack rat, and they just started eating off of mom's dishes that she had packed away that she got from where? From Peru, someplace. Yes. And that they and the dishes like, hey, we're
Portugal.
I knew it was a pea country. And we were eating off the dishes and it's like, look, you know, life is short, especially when you eat off the dishes that are like covered in lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so and Doogie Howser is like, wait, hold on a second. Did you say dishes from Portugal?
He really does know everything.
He does know everything. And so he even talks to his dad and his dad like, oh, Portuguese dishes. Oh, lead poisoning.
They knew it. It was like, I guess maybe we weren't alive then. Maybe it was a time where everyone sort of knew.
Yeah.
Don't get your dishes in Portugal because they didn't blow the lead fast enough.
Yeah. So what's the treatment for lead poisoning? Because they didn't show the woman recovering. I'm like, okay, well, now they narrowed it down.
Oh, she dies.
They narrowed it down to lead poisoning. Can you heal from lead poisoning?
Lead poisoning.
There is treatment. No way of reversing damage done by lead poisoning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The facts about lead exposure and its irreversible damage. Like, this was not a happy story.
Yeah. I mean, she dies. The important part is that Doogie solved the mystery.
Yes. Yes. Doogie figured it out. But yeah, I mean, I guess they got it like, and he doesn't tell her immediately, like, throw away those plates. She's like, I have a tummy ache. It's not
good.
And
it's also funny because she like at the beginning is like, I think it's an allergy. And then he's like, not paying attention. We'll do the test.
Yeah. Listen,
it shouldn't be an allergy at the end. Like he should realize what the allergy is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he should have listened to her in the end. Like she had nothing of value to like say about the thing. It still makes sense. Like, yes, he got it from hearing what she had to say, but like she should have been right.
Yeah.
And also then not dead.
Sounds like lead poisoning is especially bad for children. So she's hopefully she didn't have like any grandkids at the house.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
And they probably eat off the kid plates anyway, right? They don't get off the fancy Portugal plates.
Yeah, off the Portuguese plates. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Forget that. All right. So Doogie learned a valuable lesson. He talks to his dad. He's like, oh, son, you're really learning bedside manner. All right. So he goes upstairs. Vinny Delpino is in Doogie's room. Like, I don't know what the hell goes on here of like Doogie's at work all day. Vinny's hanging out in his room. And personally, I would not leave Vinny Delpino hanging out in my room unattended. Between you and me.
So So
yeah, I don't trust him.
I mean, it's shocking that these parents, who seem kind of strict, let Vinny in the house altogether. But yeah, but he sneaks in through the window, because back in the, I don't know if people know this, but back in the late 80s and the 90s, that was how you got into your friend's room. You just snuck into the window.
All right. So Vinny
robbers never knew about that.
Yeah. Vinny Del Pino, he's working on the script this day. And he's like, Duke, I made some changes to the script. I like what you've been doing, but I made some more changes. And so in the script now, so then we go back to the dream sequence. And now Vinny Del Pino is like a Union soldier who is now in the infirmary himself. And he has like a wooden like peg leg. And he's writing a scene about kind of a semi-erotic encounter with a with a woman who I think must be one of the other actresses in the show. And I'm not sure if this is like a nurse that works with Doogie or Doogie's mom.
Not sure. It's a good question. And I don't know the answer.
And she's sandpapering his wooden leg.
That bothers me. I don't like certain like sounds or whatever. That bothers me even hearing it.
Yeah. And Doogie Howser's like,
that's like nails on the chalkboard, but right. Even worse.
Doogie Howser's like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, I think it's a very erotic image, Doug. Yeah.
This movie's rated NC-17.
It was rated NC-17. Yeah. And she wanted that leg real smooth.
It's bizarre. It's as bizarre as Rob's explaining.
He's like, Doug, what do you think? It's too French? He's like, it's never been done before. And Doogie Howser's like, there's a good reason for that.
Yeah. Yeah. This movie would have grossed.
That was the comedy in the
$4
situation.
Like, who's going to see this movie? You know, wasn't exactly going to make it at the box office.
Yeah. I don't know what actress this was in the Civil War reenactment. I think it would be very funny if it was Doogie's mom.
Yeah, why pay for extra actresses? I don't know.
I think it was probably one of the other series regulars. This is like a nurse that is in this one.
Yeah, we don't meet a lot of the doctors in the hospital in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly. They don't have. I have to look on the Doogie Howser wiki to see if we get to which actress this was in the. There's a synopsis, but it doesn't really give us too much more information. So every episode of Doogie Howser MD ends in the same way, Akiva.
Yes.
Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
What does he do? Updates his diary, but his diary is more a little bit more tweet length.
Yeah, it's like short diary entries. It's also a very bizarre thing. So you're looking at the screen and you hear Doogie narrating what you see on screen. Mm-hmm. You hear it and you see it.
Yeah.
And then at the end of every line, the camera spends about 5 seconds. Move. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Moving to the next line. It's like, all right, we're at the end of this line. Hold on. We're gonna shoot the camera all the way going right to left for like beat one, beat two, three. It's like, oh, it's getting there. It's getting there. It is nuts. It takes so long for the camera. I feel like there was a better way to shoot this. Maybe like a fuller screen or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and allegedly Doogie Howser has recorded his diary every night since 1979. I guess he had a computer in 1979. But really, his diary entries are like two words. Let me see if I can... Let me play another one from YouTube here. Doogie Howser diary entry. Maybe we should do this to end every show. Some relationships... has many stages. Unconditional love, a mother-son relationship, animosity, rejection. Doogie's a very slow typer also.
Yeah.
Sure. Friendship. And then we look at Doogie. It's a lot to go through all in one weekend. Yeah, that's good. That's what we should end every show with, like our takeaway.
All right, we'll do that at the end of this episode.
But we should be like, but it should be from like Twitter.
We should tweet it.
Well, yeah, that's like we should be typing like a tweet that like sums up our thoughts. Fine, for
it
the has episode.
To fit in a tweet. How about that? It has to fit in a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it at the end of this episode. We'll see if it catches on.
Yeah. Like just at the end of the episode, we'll talk about like what we learned like in that very episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it seems that there are many occupations that we wouldn't want to have a child in charge of. Doing something important like podcasting
or Congress. Actually, maybe the kids would do better. See you next week.
Yeah. So that was Doogie's diary. And in this episode that he closed out with a diary entry that said, mm-hmm. Civil strife broke out at home.
Yeah,
there was one machine that could do the work of 15 men until I learned that no machine can take the place of a sympathetic ear.
Mm-hmm. You think there was one person who wrote like the closing every week? Ah, nailed it. All right. Let's go to lunch.
Nailed it. Yeah.
And again, it takes a full 60 seconds to like see that, read it. It's mm-hmm. But it's a big part of the episode. It's like what people remember about the show.
Yeah. Do you have a diary or a journal?
I do not.
Yeah. I've wanted to. I wish I did. But yeah, the closest I have is like my photo roll on my phone.
I think there was like 1 year, maybe I like not a daily, but I wrote my thoughts. I do think if I read it now, I do think I still have it. I think if I read it now, I would die of cringiness.
Well, Doogie keeps
put that
short.
On the wheel. Episode 200. I'll read an entry.
Yes, yes.
It's probably very like emo or whatever. It's probably like me complaining. How come the girls won't talk to me? Yeah. Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think a diary would be easier as a if you were a single person. I think it would be easier to do a diary. A journal.
Why?
Well, one, like, I would do it, like, before I go to bed. And then, so it's, like, my wife is in bed, and, like, she just lights off. Like, what am I gonna, like, oh, hold on, honey, I'm gonna get my book out, and then write in my journal right now. And then I couldn't, like, really write what I was thinking. I'm like, so she's gonna read it. So I'd have to, like, keep it, like, upstairs, where I could really, like, write. And I'm not gonna,
could it be on your phone? Could it be, like, a phone journal?
Phone like a journal password? With a password? Mm-hmm. That seems like a lot of work.
I mean, I think keeping like an actual journal that someone could find one day is probably worse.
Oh, you want to keep it in the cloud, Akiva? That seems like a recipe for disaster.
It's true. Yeah. Maybe give people code names and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's nowhere anyone's thoughts are safe. I don't know what to do.
You know, anywhere. Unless the only place where Doogie's thoughts were safe was like putting it on a computer in 1992.
Yeah, I guess no one was getting hacked back then, right?
I
mean, he's got pretty solid computer stuff for the early 90s also.
Oh, well, he's probably what he's spending all his money on. He's living in the house rent free.
Yeah, he's probably rich. That's a good point. He's a doctor with no expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's making him dinner every night.
Yep.
Yeah, he's probably doing very well for himself. He's an only child also, right?
Yes. He's probably invested well.
Imagine it would have been funny if like he had a sibling who was like 2 years older. It was like grinding through high school and college. Meanwhile,
yeah, they missed the mark on that one.
They did. He should have had a sibling.
Maybe in the new reboot that they really could have.
I bet she has some siblings.
Hit the mark.
We're extremely jealous.
Yeah, I would be interested to know the people that have journals. When do they journal?
Probably before you go to bed, right?
I guess you got to probably do it before you go to bed. Maybe I could do it like when I'm brushing my teeth, but I feel like I would get the book wet.
Do you brush your teeth for like 10 minutes?
No, well, I feel like it'd be hard to like hold the pen and also brush my teeth.
Yeah, you're writing righty and do you brush lefty? I guess no, you could brush
I
lefty.
I guess you could. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
or do you write lefty? What's more important?
I'm going to keep it like really short, like Doogie Howser. I think that's the move. Yeah.
What if you just tweet your, it's like a tweet journal. Every day you tweet once at the end of the day, sum up the day.
Yeah. Okay. Doogie Howser also that according to this article, 11 facts about Doogie Howser, apparently the network hated it. They did not want it to be on, but there was a clause in Stephen Bochco's contract that they had to take it. But I guess it tested well. So they ran it.
Yeah, it seemed like they never wanted it. It was never planned to go for air. It sort of like accidentally came on air and then lasted four seasons. Yeah. We should also say like it has a, they should have gone with like a much airier, like the cinematographer and everyone, like everyone should be fired who sort of creates like the backgrounds of the show. It's very dark and gloomy, right? Man. It's not like a cheery show at all.
No. And then the show was created when Stephen Bochco was reading a New York Magazine article when he was on the toilet. And it was about child prodigies.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said that the idea was right there. That if you can be a musical prodigy or a mathematical prodigy under the right circumstances, why couldn't you be another kind of prodigy?
Yep.
And then Doogie Howser was supposed to end. I don't know if they got like if they got a real finale, but because that you see all the stuff with the screenplay and Doogie writing his diary every episode. Well, the whole point of his blog was supposed to be foreshadowing for when Doogie left medicine to become a writer.
Yeah, he wanted to do a writing season.
Mm-hmm. And so
didn't happen.
Yes, he would have done been a great writer.
I mean, whole point of the show is Doogie Howser is a 16-year-old doctor. Then at like 20, they want him to become a writer. That's extremely realistic. Like that's not a show.
Yeah.
It's not like they had this great like cast alongside him. Like, ooh, we need more of the people who are never at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Like his girlfriend and all his friends. No, no thanks.
Yeah. All right. And allegedly Neil Patrick Harris still watches Doogie Howser.
I think it's one of those questions where you get asked in like a interview or like a Reddit AMA, like, hey, you still watch? She's like, yeah, if it's on, well, when's it on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be insane if he just like turned on Doogie Howser at night. And I mean, maybe if he is like,
according to this article, that when Neil Patrick Harris is on with James Corden, he revealed he still catches some episodes of Doogie Howser when it appears in his reruns.
All right, what does that mean? Where is it rerunning? Like you have to go find the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's airing anywhere.
It's not like, all right, you know, before Wheel of Fortune, we got Doogie Howser on at 6:30 on ABC. Yeah. I don't think.
Are you sad about James Corden stepping down?
No, I don't. No.
He's people not say the he's king kind of late night like Seth Meyers.
People say he's a jerk.
Yeah. James Corden. Are like, oh, what do you mean Seth Meyers is the king of late night? Well, he just ran James Corden out of town.
Who's next? Want to see who we're booting next?
That's right. Yeah. James Corden, star of Cats.
Yeah, he wants to move back to England.
All right, Uncle Keevy.
Yes.
Anything else about Doogie Howser?
No, I do like, I want to hear other pitches from the listeners on like what kind of show would work. What about like a child personal trainer?
That would be pretty good. Best personal
trainer in the world. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what if they like knew their stuff, but like would the kid be like really like, you know,
jacked to hell?
Well, because kids really shouldn't be doing like a lot of like
weightlifting. No, they shouldn't. Yeah. They shouldn't.
Yeah.
They shouldn't.
That's not really
maybe he
good.
Does it with like toys.
With he's toys.
Like
lifting
pretend like weights and running on a baby treadmill. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, maybe like this other, like this child prodigy is like, maybe it's like a parent has like an important job and then the parent like, but like, it's really the kid is like giving them all the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like, it's like the parent is like an architect and the kid is like building stuff with Legos.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Again, more of a movie, I think, than a TV show.
You kids play with Legos?
Oh, yeah.
My kids really do the magnet tiles and like to have like a million of them and build houses, but
yeah,
there's not a lot of Legos here.
Yeah, honestly. I wouldn't really say that they play with Legos. Like, it's like buy us Legos, and they buy and they put the thing together, mm-hmm. and then the thing is put together. Like, there's no playing that goes on.
Interesting. So you do it once, and then that's it.
It's like they're
on the floor a lot?
And then like then afterwards, like eventually they get destroyed and then just go on the floor. But again, there's no point where they're playing with the thing.
Got it.
So yeah, playing, I think, is the wrong word for Legos. Very few times like I've seen like the kids like playing. Like maybe it's like, okay, oh, we built a ship and now he's like walking around the house like, but that's the extent of it. Not too exciting. All right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what is exciting.
What's
when we go into our mailbag this week and listen to the ideas that were thrown out there by the listeners of Rob's podcast.
Let's do it.
Okay, Akiva, we will take a quick break. And when we come back, mailbag for episode 174, where we take a peek at the wheel for episode number one. A big milestone episode will be the next episode of 175.
Yeah. That, I mean, that is a big anniversary. If any like married couple ever got there, it would be big news.
It 175. Would be huge, huge news. Okay. And we will talk about it all when we come back right after this.
The remix jingle, time for another, just like the sequel to How I Met Your Mother. Robin Kiwi need a podcast, it's pretty established. Could have any guest like Tiffany Radish, they could take the podcast to great heights, appearing on Seth Meyers, the king of late night. You've given me and Phil hours of laughs, because we know that you watched the whole 2 hours of Cats. What? I can't believe how painful it is. I really, really wish that you were taking the piss. That means joking around, that's just British slang. Just spin the wheel as fast and furious as you can. It's sublime. I'm running out of things to say when I'm writing these lines. My name's Jack Fox, but I think that it's time to pass the mic to Phil T. This spins some rhymes. Go ahead.
Hey, okay, it's Phil and Jack Fox. Robin Keevy got games like Jack Fox. It's Robin Akiva need a
bing bang.
Robin Akiva need a
bing bang. Right.
So now it's me, Phil T. So pull up a chair and listen to Akiva talk about how he picked up a spare. Come to Robin Akiva for barrels of banter, not Lizzie McGuire, but I'm duffing a wanker. If you don't go and leave a 5-star review, you can catch these hands back to Timbuktu. Watching S3F7 on HBO. If you hate, then it's L plus ratio. They've gone and watched Seinfeld. They've yet to watch Scum. Talking to my two dads. Well, where's my mom? Where's my mom, dads? Dads. Dads, where's my mom?
Thank you, Jack Fox. Thank you, Phil T, as we are here for our mailbag of episode number 174. Just got done talking about Doogie Howser, MD, season 3, episode 7.
If you but go back and listen if you didn't hear it, even if you don't care about Doogie Howser. We had a fun time.
Fun time. Are you going to watch more Doogie Howser, Akiva?
I don't think so. I'm always willing to after these shows, but I thought that the show was better beforehand than I realized
it's,
now.
It's,
I think
it's, like, it's an insane premise. Yeah.
Yeah. The premise is the best part of the show. I feel like it's a bad execution.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, they should have like steered more into like they tried to keep it too real. Like they should have made it way more absurd.
Yes. Either funny or crazy. They went with like very boring. Like, okay, yes, our show is about a guy who is a child doctor, but every other part of the show is going to be extremely like basic and generic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Akiva, we every week get to hear the best ideas from the listeners of Robin Akiva the podcast. They can send that in to robinswebsite.com/wheelideas or needapodcast@robinswebsite.com. So Akiva, I'm sure you are locked and loaded.
Yes, are you just locked and loaded? No, I'd say I'm locked.
Okay.
I'd say I'm more locked and loaded.
You're more locked and loaded.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically, I mean, that means the ideas are set in stone, but you wouldn't say that they are especially strong.
Mm. No, fine. I'm equally locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded. Okay.
Yes.
Ready to go. Okay. All right, Akiva, what's you want the numbers this week?
Yeah, let's do the numbers.
All right, here we go. Go back to the numbers. Here's the first idea of the week.
Number one.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with an old friend, Eric Smith.
Yeah. Just talked in last week. Or I think we tried to talk to him last week and his phone wasn't working.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So here was his idea. Maybe this is what he's trying to say. It's called 90s Dating Shows Were Trash. I guess the word trash makes sense because a lot of the shows
it's the past.
We always talk about, right. Yeah, they're over. Some things are trash. Some things were trash.
Mm-hmm.
Things will be trash.
Yeah. Maybe. Does were trash imply that then they got good?
Now they got good. 90s dating shows suck. 2020 dating shows, the hot dummies on the island. Yeah, it's a higher level of show. He says it's pretty straightforward. Not sure it's never come up. Here are some examples. Eliminate. Studs, Blind Date, The Big Date, where John Hamm was on an episode. It says Shipmates and The Fifth Wheel.
Yeah. So how many of those are we watching?
I guess two or three of them probably is usually what we watch for those.
Mm-hmm.
Would we play, would it be funny to play a show like Eliminate on our own, though? A blind date or Eliminate show?
Well, I don't know if you could play blind date. But like, it was more like people went on blind dates and they talked and they like aired them.
Could right. What if we had a game show where we had an eligible bachelor, bachelorette, and we had three suitors? I know we've discussed this.
I think we can watch the shows.
You'd rather watch the shows.
I would rather watch the shows because I think it's going to be harder to like find like a match. Like we have to find people in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we want to recreate Eliminate.
What's the difference between them? Like, what
I
was
have no
the
idea?
Do you have any feeling on any of these shows?
I think that they would be funny to watch. The question is, does anybody like have the streaming rights to them? Or they're probably
good
on YouTube.
Question.
Yeah.
Before I put this on the wheel, I would need someone
to start
actually
typing
confirm.
In studs on YouTube.
Yeah. Not on my work computer, maybe. I think, I would need confirmation that we could find shows like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like the idea. Okay. Let's see. Studs dating show episodes. Okay. Yeah, there is one. Okay. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to hear a clip from Studs?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
We've been off all week here on Studs. It's our first week back for our second season. We are so glad to be back today. We have the two biggest studs from last year. These guys,
the two biggest studs from last year.
Perhaps you've forgotten about them. Let's watch some tape, shall we?
Let's watch some tape of the studs.
We went to dinner and we went dancing, and all these other women kept trying to get a hold of him to dance with him, and they're passing him their phone numbers.
How many phone numbers did you get?
Only 10, and it was a slow night.
Only 10, and it was a slow night.
Wow.
That is a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I think it would be funny to, but...
Robin and Akiva are studs?
Yeah, well, I think the 90s dating shows were trash. I think that Eric had the name. I think it's good.
Okay, yeah, I think it's good. I wanted to make sure the shows are there. Maybe somebody else has an idea for which show, like someone knows the shows well. Hey, do this mm-hmm. one. But I think it's fast track to possibly getting on the wheel. Sure.
Okay, sure. All right. So put in the waiting room.
Yeah, it's in the waiting room.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Where Doogie Howser puts most of the patients. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of these, so I'll read them for number two.
Okay. So a bunch of things. Okay. Well, this is like, sounds exciting.
Number two.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we've been suggested this a bunch of times.
Oh.
It's from an anonymous person. This has come up a bunch of times. Wanted to know what the next thing we're going to 3X is. What about Sharknado 3X?
Perfect
successor to the 3 Fast, 3 Furious. They're so bad, have a ton of nonsense. Action scenes, not a lot of dialogue, which would finally give us a worthy successor.
I feel like they're almost all the same.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. Like, I feel like that the things that might be the most bizarre about Sharknado, like, I think that we might miss in the 3X.
It's true. It's true. Like, crazy cameos or things. I agree. That's a movie you'd almost want to watch it.
And savor it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to rush through Sharknado. Plus, I don't think, like, they're done, so it's not, like, really top of mind for anybody. I don't know.
You know, the thing also about the Fast series was that they were so plot driven in some ways, like, and not mm-hmm. Where like people are dying, they're coming back, you know, that people are lost and found, mm-hmm. revealed, and they are like, there's so many twists and turns. Sharknado is not that. So sure, I would not be as excited for Sharknado 3X.
Yeah. All right. On to number three.
Okay. That was it. That was a quick number two. All
yeah.
Right.
Number three.
Okay.
This from Tzvi. Tzvi's gotten a bunch of ideas on the wheel.
Sure.
Not, none recently.
Legend.
But
yeah.
Has a very good track record. And here's what he says. It's simple. Only two words, really. Air Bud.
I do like the Air Bud ideas.
He says, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll read the pitch because I think there's a few ways we could go with it. I've checked in the RNAP Constitution. There's no rule that says two podcasters can't cover this whole series on 3X. With the recent John Oliver-led resurgence in Air Bud interests, he says, now's the time to tackle.
Oh.
He says, that's an Air Bud 2 Golden Retriever joke. Mm-hmm. Golden Receiver. tackle this original series. He suggests that we watch the first ones and then alternate on the next four in the ABCU.
Yeah.
It's the Air Bud Cinematic Universe. Here is the synopsis. You ready for the five Air Bud movies?
Yeah.
Air Bud number one from 97. Josh meets an abused golden retriever and finds that he can play basketball. Air Bud 98.
Yeah.
Golden receiver. Josh's golden receiver learns to play American football. Air Bud World Pup. Josh discovers that Buddy's ball playing skills now apply to soccer. Air Bud seventh inning fetch. Buddy makes a baseball team, becomes a star player.
Yeah.
Air Bud spikes back. Buddy tackles volleyball.
Volleyball? I mean, that sounds like the worst one. You skip that
I
one.
Mean, it's probably like on a beach. They probably shot it in like 10 minutes, but
yeah.
So, what sport would you, I mean, hockey would be like, hard.
Yeah. Because I don't see how the dog could hold the stick. Air Bud playing basketball, like I'm not seeing it. I don't see how Air Bud could shoot also. I mean, unless the golden retriever could get up on two legs and walk, I guess conceivably could, if Air Bud could dribble, it might be hard to defend Air Bud. So Air Bud could be effective as like a point guard maybe.
Yeah.
But it would be hard to shoot. I don't know if Air Bud can pass a basketball. So I think that's kind of I'm interested. Then what was Air Bud 2 was football
golden receiver. So yeah, I mean, okay. Dogs, that's what they do. They catch frisbees, right? So like
they can catch frisbees, but can they catch football? Like what position would a dog play?
Well, he's the golden receiver,
So that I guess if the dog could catch a football in its mouth, but a football is very big.
Yes.
Like,
well, I would also say it actually makes no sense. If a dog is able to catch a football, make it a running back and no one will be able to, it's faster, you know, who's tackling Air Bud?
Yeah.
Make it a running back. Let it hand off from right away. Maybe even like a running quarterback, Air Bud. He catches the snap or maybe the quarterback puts the ball in its mouth.
So actually I feel like that Air Bud would actually be very good on defense. If you put Air Bud, put an Air Bud back at safety. I mean, Air Bud is going to we have a dog. When we play football in the backyard, she loves chasing the football and she wants it now, but she couldn't fit like a regulation ball, but it's almost like she's like the pass rush where
you think she could tackle like a much bigger person.
I don't think she could tackle like, you know, a big time running like a Breece Hall or somebody like a very gifted NFL player. Best running back.
Yeah.
But could it break up a pass? Like, I think so.
I see. So get the mitts on it and knock it down. Maybe like just the intimidation factor would cause a lot of people to run out of bounds like pretty quickly come down.
If you had like a Rottweiler, like I think you could put a Rottweiler on the end.
But no biting. Biting's not allowed, right?
There'd be no biting, but you know, they could knock you down.
I don't want to get like the animal people involved. Like, is there like a little bit of a muzzle or are we working on the honor system? Because like let's say there's a fumble, you know, someone fumbles and they're all going for the football. Like I could see the dog, like, is the dog wearing a helmet? I guess is my question.
The dog is wearing a helmet.
Can't really bite.
I think that the barking and growling, I think would be like a big part of like the dog's like intimidation. Like that's the dog's trash talk.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, if you put the dog at like middle linebacker, put the dog the dog could blitz.
Yeah.
The dog could go into pass protection. So I actually think Air Bud on defense would be the way I would use Air Bud.
Yeah. So you think cinematically, it's just easier to have the dog scoring touchdowns, probably.
Probably that you know, more, offense is going to sell, you know, put the butts in the seats. You know what I mean?
Like opening defense weekend, wins 100%,
yeah, 100%, offense sells tickets.
And wins box office. Yeah.
But what do you think would be more practical, to have Air Bud on a football team or like a Doogie Howser, like a 14-year-old like punt pass kick prodigy?
Well, what position is the kid Doogie Howser playing? Are they like a kicker?
I guess so.
They're going to get killed as a quarterback. I just don't think that you could be good enough at 14.
I don't think you could have the kid as a quarterback, but you could put them punter, in any position.
Like, it would be tough. Like what happens if the punt gets blocked? I feel like they're going to get blown up, but maybe it's a big kid. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
listen, they're consenting to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, a kid punter. Oh, that's a good one.
Kid punter. Yeah.
He's the best punter. He's better than Matt Areza, who just got drafted.
Yeah. Punt God.
Mm-hmm. He's better than Matt. He can basically, like, every punt goes like inside the 20. He can punt like 70 yards, can really like manage it well where it almost never goes in the end zone for a touchback.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it, what was Air Bud 3?
World Pup Soccer.
Okay, that I could see because yeah,
I think so.
But you know, the thing is that like a dog like really doesn't have like strong legs for, like for kickings, but like the dog could use its head. And actually, yeah. I think the dog would actually be. I think that you again, like I'm saying, like with defense, like I think you put like Air Bud in goal. Like I wouldn't have an Air Bud.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know
scoring.
If I put Air Bud in goal.
Air Bud would be maybe great as a goalie.
I don't know. I feel like the ball would really hurt it.
Yeah, but it would be great at knocking it down.
I guess it could jump really high. That's true.
It can jump high, and then the you know
it doesn't take up a lot of the goal though. It's really leaving.
Yeah, you ever see a dog with a soccer ball? They love it.
Penalty kicks. I think your dog's getting rocked.
Look, it's a big dog.
Also, like, how smart is this dog? Does the dog know all the rules?
Yeah,
it is. Like the dog knows offsides and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's why it's a goalie. Is not a lot of rules.
I mean, it could like take a nap during the game, though. It doesn't know what's happening. It could get bored.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like giving it treats during the game to keep it engaged?
I think so. I mean, this is more plausible than Ted Lasso.
That's probably true.
A dog goalie like makes way more sense.
I mean, anybody could coach, really, if you think about it.
I guess so. Okay. Then what was the fourth one? Baseball?
Fourth one is baseball.
So
yeah.
So this one I think is a little.
I don't know.
Far-fetched,
I do not know.
No pun intended.
Bud was the hitter or pitcher.
Well, what do you think would, I don't know how, like, and we watched Ed, right? We watched the movie and really did Ed pitch?
Ed was a,
then we saw Ed had like one at bat and I think walked.
Oh, I don't remember what position Ed played.
Yeah. We watched the whole movie. I don't really remember what Ed did.
Yeah.
Not sure if Ed really got a lot of game action. But anyway,
is Ed like a mascot? I honestly don't remember much about it.
Yeah. I wonder if Ed was just like good in the field.
Yeah. Great. Like gold glove or, you know,
great glove for Ed. But that being said, so I don't know how Air Bud is batting like a pinch runner Air Bud. Okay. That's something.
Yeah. I like that.
Again,
maybe good fielder pinch runner. It's like Billy Hamilton.
And maybe like you have Air Bud like at center field, but again, I don't know how Air Bud is catching like a fly ball.
Yeah, you know? I don't think it could. I don't think it's wearing glove. I don't even think it's in the rules.
Yeah. So I'm curious to know about the Air. So the Air Bud movies are interesting. Then there's also like a lot of Air Bud like sort of like knockoffs, like the Air Bud cinematic universe is like all these other like pop movies. But I don't know if they are canon.
I feel like we've done more. I feel like we've done more Air Bud talk than Doogie Howser talk on this episode. But now I do sort of want to put it on the wheel. But it doesn't seem like a 3X thing to me. But maybe it is. Do you think it's more 3X or a deep dive?
A deep dive, and we're going to watch 5 Air Bud movies?
No, I think maybe we would watch one or maybe two.
Well, I wonder if maybe the Air Bud movies, like that could be maybe like a Leprechaun. Like, could we watch one Air Bud movie a year?
Yeah, the new Leprechaun is Air Bud. And not that we're going to stop Leprechaun, but...
Maybe, what would be Air Bud season?
Summer. Summer would be Air Bud season. I think it's a very summery movie.
Very summery.
Big blockbuster, popcorn. I don't know if dogs... Can dogs eat popcorn?
I think they can eat it, but I don't think they should eat the kernels.
Well...
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of it. Maybe if we have like a...
Same thing with Kentucky Fried Chicken. You could eat it. You should just shouldn't eat the kernels.
A long way to go for that. Yeah, but I do like the idea. I'm very high on Air Bud. I don't know if it's a 3Xer.
I don't think it's a 3Xer. Let's put it on the wheel. I want to watch Air Bud.
Okay, all right. So Air, I'm fine with it. Is it in the crappy movie diaper or is it Air Bud season?
It's Air Bud season. Air Bud season.
All right, Air Bud season. And the first one is Air Bud's playing basketball.
Yes, it's basketball.
Okay, all right. What was more plausible, Eddie or Air Bud 1?
Anybody could coach. That's the message of Eddie, Ted Lasso. You don't need experience to be a coach.
Okay. All right. So we're watching Air Bud.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and Akiva are Air Buds.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Air Buds ever served anybody who was like on a panel?
Air Buds ever served anybody? What do you mean?
like, let's say Air Bud was in the middle of like a messy divorce.
Yes.
And couldn't serve like the female dog or whatever. I don't know.
I want to follow what you're talking about.
Let's scratch it from the record. Let's try it from. It was whatever.
Yes. Okay. Is this a Ted Lasso joke?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and then Air Bud playing volleyball. Yeah, it's like, I bet the dog could, but who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. By number five, I'm not sure. Like, hopefully we get there, but I don't know. I'm not buying the volleyball.
I'd rather see Air Bud do the biathlon.
It's not even news. Yeah. I agree. It's not even news. Yeah. Oh, that would be exciting. Biathlon, like with a gun and a skiing, that's fun.
There's a million other ways you could have gone for, you know, I would
rather downhill skiing.
Yeah. That's good. Air Bud doing martial arts, Air Bud playing pool, like a
karate dog. Yeah. Like the dog that's a shark and he like goes to like billiard halls and just like,
it would be hard to think of a worse movie to do volleyball.
They must have like, I'm telling you, it must have been like, hey, we could film this in 3 days.
Yeah. Or maybe like, when did beach volleyball get in the Olympics? It's like, hey, beach volleyball is hot.
Yeah,
this everybody's talking about beach volleyball.
Like, yeah, maybe it's like we'll get some bikinis. Like, people will be into it. No, nobody was interested.
Yeah, okay. This is how
I killed the franchise. It was such a bad choice. There's no more.
The franchise is not dead.
Well, there's more than five of them.
They're still making them. Okay. Beach volleyball was introduced at the Summer Games in 1992, and it became official in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, all right. So, congratulations to Air Bud going on to the wheel. Let me go ahead and put that in its proper place. All right. So that was good.
It stopped playing sports. Now it's Air Buddy, Snow Buddy, Space Buddy, Santa Buddy.
I think that those aren't canon. Those are just like, you know, five dogs.
There's only five movies then.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. There's like an Air Bud like extended universe, but I don't know if they're like canon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I do like biathlon. I like the idea of a dog with a gun.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's something out there for you. Okay. Probably. All right. Let's talk about idea number four for the wheel.
Number four.
Okay. All right. Number four.
Yeah. This is from Excel Shannon, our great friend Excel Shannon. And the title of her pitch is Hinge Volunteer. She says, I'm currently single, but don't actively have a Hinge profile. I was planning on setting one up. If it was something you guys actually want to do, I'd be down to get your help setting up and punching up a profile.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Okay. I think, you know, we got a few people.
Sell somebody on, you know, like a person who's obsessed with Excel.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that would be pretty good. I think that writing the Hinge profiles, is that what we want to be doing? Like, I kind of feel like that maybe it might be more fun, like, if we're, like, replying to people.
I think we're going to change prompts and reply to people will be the main part of it. Like, we're not going to create the profile on air. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, we're going to answer, we're going to improve the prompts. Like, we'll tell the person who it is to make the prompts before we start, and then we'll, like, punch them up, and then we'll reply on air to people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this is officially going to go on the wheel?
If you like it.
It's like, what could go wrong?
Nothing could go wrong.
Okay. So are we getting like multiple people or is Excel Shannon? Yeah,
we might have two people. We might have two just so there's more action while we're actually on air or something.
Okay. All right. And maybe are all of the people that were punching up their thing on the panel at once. So then they could also like sort of like, you know, help us workshop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So this is the dating app punch up.
Yes. Yeah. And Kirsten's also, she's like the expert. So she'll come on. She's the.
Okay.
She'll do like, teach us how it works.
All right. So, okay. So this is a, what are we calling this? Dating app. What?
Robin Akiva unhinged.
Unhinged. Okay.
I don't know.
Is Hinge the app? Is that what you want to be on?
I think that's the one. Yeah, I think that's the hot one now. I think Tinder is more hookups, they say. And then also, this is the one. That's the one where you have, whatchamacallit. You have more people. That's where the prompts are.
Okay. All right.
I think.
And then we will, you know, work on punching up their prompts.
Yeah.
Okay. Hinge prompts. That hinge prompts are basically interview type questions that serve as conversation starters. And then we will work with them to write the best ones. And then, we'll just get then they'll email us updates.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. The listeners should write in also some hinge prompts that we could
absolutely
use.
We will submit.
Yeah, yeah. We have some go-tos. All right.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. And then Akiva, you ready for number five?
Number five.
It's loud.
Number five.
Number five. Okay. What else you got?
All right. So last week we had a little bit of a interesting conversation at the very beginning of the.
I'd like to think we have interesting conversations all the time.
Yes, but I'm saying we had a unique one with a guy named Logan. Do you remember this?
Where
Logan came out to us as sort of like a former troll who's trying to abandon his trolly nature and become a friend of the podcast.
Yes, yes.
Logan the Jerk, he calls himself.
Okay.
He's on strike two. You think we're ready? Logan sends in a lot of ideas. I do think, Logan, if you're listening, maybe send in your best one every week and not everything that comes to mind.
Okay. But
are you ready for a Logan idea? Do you think he's earned a spot in the mailbag at this point?
L to the OG, and he's here to play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Logan says, this idea is called Rob and Akiva Posted That. The idea is, he says, there's a YouTube channel, Smosh, that has a game. They play You Posted That, where they look at past tweets of people and they leave out one word and the contestants guess what the word is.
Mm-hmm.
They also do with Instagrams. He said, would that, find tweets and basically have people guess what the missing words are. Would that be funny?
I don't think it would be that funny.
Okay. I was really going to come after you, though. Well, this is a good test for him.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, I'll try harder next time.
Yeah. Why would you like this idea?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, it's in theory funny to play for 5 minutes. I don't think it's a whole episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that, doesn't get me that excited to come on the podcast.
All right.
That was it? That was the five?
That was five.
Okay.
We put one on the wheel. We put another one in the waiting room. Not bad.
Yeah. Okay.
We put two on the wheel. We have two ideas on the wheel from this week.
I mean, anything else of note?
We allowed to do stuff of note?
Yeah.
Okay. This caught my attention. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Nick Fishman says Rob and Akiva are full of BS. There's a new Netflix show.
What does he mean? Yeah.
There's a new Netflix show.
Yeah.
And that it's called Bullshit. And he says, I think that would work on a podcast. What's the show?
Well, so it's Howie Mandel. And actually, what I heard is that people have been saying that they ripped off the schmuck.
You serious?
Yeah.
Tell me about this. What is it?
Okay. So Netflix. Okay. And I mean, really, it might be a nothing but Netflix episode. So it's a brand new show with Howie Mandel. What's your feeling on Howie Mandel? I feel like you're not a fan.
I don't like him, but I don't hate him. I feel like I'm nothing Howie Mandel. He's fine.
He's nothing. Okay. So the premise here for the show is, hold on, let me go back. I got to find and click on
speaking the schmuck. I feel like, people always ask us hey, what kind of shows have you done on Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast? And we talk about the schmuck is, been lost to history a little bit. I feel like that was a great bit.
Yeah. Okay, so contestants strive to correctly answer difficult trivia questions, and when they can't, they simply move on to plan B, lying through their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's exactly the schmuck. That's not how not I would exactly. have described the schmuck.
No, no. How would you describe the schmuck?
That we were trying to lose on purpose. Like, we were part of a team, and we were trying to, get our teammates to answer the questions wrong.
Yes, we invented a game show and then tried to lose it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was probably more like the show that was on ABC with
Lee Houser, MD.
No. Can't remember what it was called. I did a podcast.
Boston Legal,
the Craig Ferguson game show.
I don't remember it.
The Hustler.
The Hustler.
Yeah.
Was that a Kirk Clark special? I don't remember that.
No, it was not. Okay.
I don't remember.
All right. So, why? So what is it? Somebody wants to, us to watch the show?
I think so. I wasn't familiar with the show existing. So I, yeah, that was the pitch, that we watch it and talk about it. Or do they want us to play it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. All right. I mean, you brought it up.
Yeah, I think play it. I think Nick wants us to play it. He says, I think it would work on a podcast. He wants us to play the game.
Okay. Well, we'd have to watch an episode.
Watch an episode just to know what it is first, you're saying.
Before we know what it is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Someone watch it out there and tell us for next week if it's worth even continuing to discuss.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. Any updates on the Amazon trail?
Yes, I do have an update.
Yes.
Looked at the games. Producer Amanda went through them. She picked one she liked. I think it's too long. We can't be our own names. Here's what we have to do. If we want to do a sequel to the Oregon Trail, we have to go back on the Oregon Trail. None of the games are good enough. None of them hold up.
Oh my God.
The question is, do you want to go back or do you think we should leave ghosts? Literally, I am a ghost.
I think we should leave it alone.
You think we should? You do not think we should do it again?
I don't think we should go back.
Hard to top the first one.
We have too much on the wheel right now to go back to.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot on the wheel. If the wheel's ever really thin, let's say 3 months from now, remind me. It's an option. It will be very fun. I don't think but I agree. The wheel is really loaded with ideas right now. When are we going to get to this stuff? We got a lot to do.
Okay. All right. And then I know that associate producer Amanda was talking with Ali, who was on with us last week from the Twitter Spaces, about the murder mystery. And it seems like that they're making some good progress.
Oh, great. Posted Amanda.
Okay. So we'll see what's going on there. All right. You ready to talk about what's going to come up on the wheel for next time? All right.
Let's do that.
Akiva. Okay. Lots of stuff. All right. Get ready. Season 3, episode 7, not eligible for next week. We have a coin flip, crappy movie diaper, guest choice. We have no guests right now. 2022 hot takeoff. Okay. If we get 2022 hot takeoff, could we do it the week after the live show in New York?
Yes. Yes, we could do it. We could have plenty of time to get the takes then.
Okay. All right. So that's in play. Five spot, which is Robin Kivar Extra. Oops, all mailbag. Listener choice. I literally just told you. Akiva Drives. Bollywood with Sasha Joseph. Renapper's Gone Wild. We have Robin Akiva. Need a new catchphrase. We have Robin Akiva. This is how we roll. Robin Akiva. Hit rock bottom.
This is how we roll is probably running out of time.
Running out of time.
30 May.
Robin Akiva are properly rated. Robin Akiva get Shrek'd.
Ooh.
Robin Akiva earbuds and punch up hinge. Those two probably are not eligible for this.
Not eligible this week. That's right.
All right. So really a lot of things on the wheel right now.
Yeah, it's stacked wheel.
All right. So let's go ahead and launch the wheel and find out what episode number 175 is going to be. Okay. All right. Here we go. So number 175 is going to be, let me see what this is. I got to make the font bigger. Properly rated. Okay. So,
I like it.
Akiva, we're going to get a bunch of things and then we'll put out a census. So this is, I think this is probably a good one to do 2 weeks from now, where let's put out the form of like, okay, what are the things you want us to rate this week?
Two forms.
And then next week, we will put out the form of overrated, underrated. And the audience doesn't get to say properly rated. Right?
Oh, they don't. They don't get to say it?
Or should they rate it on a scale of 1 to 10? How should this work?
I don't mind. I don't think it's bad if there's three choices. Okay, I have to think about it. Okay, but I'm not sure.
So the audience gets to say overrated, underrated, properly rated. And then we have to decide, what did the audience say? What was the number?
That's right.
Now, the problem is like, what if it's like the audience, like, there was something, it's like 49% said overrated. 48% said underrated. Like 3% said properly rated. Like, wouldn't that mean it's properly rated?
Yes, that is true. And I got to think about the scoring. I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
We'll think about it offline.
We'll figure out the scoring. That's not this week's problem.
No. What's this week's problem?
This week's problem is, what are the things you want us to rate?
Ah, yes. Yeah. We'll make a doc.
We have a whole week to figure out everything that is how we're going to do this.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. If there's anything you want rated, first of all, is there anything right now? Tell me. And if there's anything you think of during the week, let me know. But otherwise, we'll ask the listeners. We'll get hundreds of ideas, and then we'll take the best of the best from those.
Mm-hmm. And then we will have, in 2 weeks, be able to do everything that is going to be, as we play our properly, Robin Akiva properly rated game.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, I'm excited for that.
All right. Akiva, what else is happening in your world? Let me be like a bedside manner with you.
Okay. So let me tell you about, we'll get to the bottom of the Portuguese dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Not much. I'm going to be in the U.S. the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I will see you. I can't imagine I won't see you.
I mean, I'll definitely see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got to pass a COVID test to get on a plane, but other than that.
Yes. So do you want to weigh in on the Mets having a no-hitter this weekend?
So second straight time. It was on a Friday night. I did not watch it. Kind of disappointing. I've never seen a Mets no-hitter.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully one day I'll see one in person. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably unlikely. I don't go to enough Mets games for that to be possible, but it would be fun to see a no-hitter in person, even if it wasn't a Mets no-hitter.
I mean, the odds are astronomical to see one in person.
Were you very into it? Were you like nervous at the end, or you were like, nah, it'll be cool if it happens?
I was podcasting with Chappelle. I watched a movie, which I think you would enjoy. It was nothing but Netflix this week. We watched a movie called Nothing to Hide. Okay, the premise.
I've never heard of it.
I think you would love it. Okay, the premise is there's like a dinner party. It's a French movie, so you got to pick dubs or subs. And at the dinner party, everybody like ends up, they play a game where it's like, okay, you know what? Like somebody like makes a comment about how like, phones have like all the secrets of couples, and everyone's like, oh, I don't have anything from my partner. You're like, okay, let's all put our phones on the table. Okay. And then every message, phone call that comes in, let's just read it out loud.
Mm.
That's the plot of the movie. Yeah.
What if someone has no friends, like never gets any texts or anything?
You know, that could be a thing. So yeah, watch that movie. And then I was podcasting with Chappelle, and I got done with podcasting. And then it was going into the ninth inning. And then Sam Moore said, hey, by the way, Mets are about to have a no hitter.
You say the movie was a comedy, a horror movie? What was it?
I would say that it was suspenseful.
Mm-hmm.
Doogie Howser-esque.
Okay,
there was definitely
Doogie Howser-esque. You mean like the
high drama
Gone Girl? You
know, what's that? The Witch Girl?
Gone Girl? Doogie? Isn't he in Gone Girl? Neil Patrick Harris?
Is Neil Patrick Harris in Gone Girl? I have no idea.
He's not.
I don't.
He is.
Is he?
Maybe not. Yes, he is. He is in Gone Girl.
Yeah. Where'd you get that from?
How did I know he's in Gone Girl?
Yeah, the movie. Why are you bringing up Gone Girl?
You said Doogie Howser-esque, and I meant like, is it Neil? Because you said suspense, Doogie Howser-esque. So when I think suspense and Doogie Howser, I think Gone Girl.
Right.
I don't think.
Right.
You're saying it's not a comedy. Doogie Howser is the joke you're making. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Right. But it's nothing. It's not a drama either, really.
It's something.
Yeah, I guess it is something.
Yeah. Like it's. I guess it's like a
documentary. We have a premise and nothing else.
Yeah. Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris, he's not in a lot of serious movies.
Like if we were still in Blockbuster era, you could like rent Doogie Howser from the store. I wonder which aisle it would be in. You know?
I think they'd probably call it a comedy.
Probably.
I think they would. So, yeah. And then that's when I found out about the no-hitter. But yeah, it's not as exciting as the Johan no-hitter, which was the first one.
Yeah. So I missed both. Oh, well, next time. So in terms of what I have going on, I will hopefully see you this week. I will, other podcasts, 32 Fans, we did a draft preview with Jordan Kalish. I don't know if he's banned for another year. I have to check. And then we did,
did he get that many picks right? I mean, I think if you made a list of how many picks he got right, I think it's probably.
But like, he just has to be more right than the fans, the guest pickers, you know?
I know, but that's like one person like makes like a wacky pick and then.
Yeah, but usually he's the one who makes the wacky pick and he gets poor. You know, he gets, mm-hmm. he has to make as many picks as everyone else combined. So mm-hmm. he really has a 50-50 chance of getting the boot.
Okay.
And then we, on the Patreon episode, we weren't sure what to do. We ended up drafting Crayola crayon colors.
Yeah, well, out of 64, the box of 64?
Box of 64. We drafted teams of Crayola crayon colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chester went with more, like, traditional colors. I went with some wacky ones.
Yeah, so I mean, as...
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Is that one of the things?
Macaroni and cheese is a color, yeah.
It's like a weird yellow. Is anybody checking up on what Crayola has going on in the box of 64?
No, that's why we had to keep them honest and see what was going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
They're just looking for headlines.
You think so? They're just trying to go viral?
Yeah.
They should do more meme colors. I think they weren't wacky enough, honestly, their colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
They should like be mixed in more. I don't know. Anyway. And then NGOG, we had another fun episode this week. Will we record one in person? We shall see. Probably not. But we'll see.
Okay. Yeah. What would the setup be for that?
I think that's the problem. We need a tech person really to help us up. Or we just be in different rooms or something. Just
how
in
many
the same house.
Podcasts potentially will you record in person while in New York? The over under is half.
Yeah, that's a good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see
all of your podcast co-hosts
in
person.
I will see all my podcast co-hosts in person.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I'll get a picture with you, Ali, and Alexander.
Okay. Be exciting.
That'd be fun.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all so much for checking out this episode of Robin Keeping You the Podcast. We'll be back in 2 weeks to talk about what's rated and not rated. You can send in your suggestions also. Need a podcast at robinswebsite.com. Kiva, when will the form be up to rate stuff?
Tuesday.
Okay. So be on the lookout for that. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.